unfiltered.
I'm not sold. I'm sorry.
Unapologetic.
I'm not trying to talk about them.
Unlike anyone else.
But knowing y'all,
y'all will probably make me.
This is the Stephen A. Smith Show.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the latest edition of the Stephen A. Smith Show, coming at you as I love to do over the airwaves of SiriusXM Mad Dog Sports Radio every weekday from 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Number to call up, as always, is 888-MAD-DOG-6. That's 888-623-3646. I am coming to you live from Daytona Beach, Florida, home of the Bethune-Cookman Wildcats, a private HBCU here in Daytona, Florida, where I did my day job, First Take, which comes on every weekday morning from 10 a.m. to noon on ESPN. Did the show from this latest HBCU. Can't thank y'all enough for supporting it, watching the show. Can't thank y'all support enough for the support right now. Listening to the show periodically throughout the year, every single year, just so you know, just to give you some insight, I've been an ambassador for HBCU Week, led by the great Ashley Christopher, who runs that. Based out of Delaware, and essentially what we try to do is raise scholarships and raise awareness for HBCUs. And over the last several years, we've raised in excess of 12,000 scholarships, in excess of over $150 million in scholarships for those 12,000 plus students over the years. So can't thank everybody for their love and support enough. It's something that's near and dear to my heart. I'm a graduate of an HBCU, Winston-Salem State University in North Carolina. And it's always been important to me to generate interest and generate revenue for HBCUs to give, you know, folks from the African-American community and beyond an opportunity to attend college. It's been a mission. It's been ongoing for many, many years. Very, very proud of the progress that we've made over the years, kept proud of the contributions we've been able to receive. And over the years, they've come from everybody. They've come from networks like ESPN. We wouldn't be able to do what we do without their help. They've come from HBCU, you know, SiriusXM, giving internships. They've come from TNT in the past. They've come from the NBA. They've come from the NFL, led by Troy Vincent, the executive VP of the National Football League, and his tireless efforts to bring attention to HBCUs and players. Chris Paul stands out above the crowd in terms of what he's done for HBCUs over the years. Carmelo Anthony, LeBron James, and others. Contributions have come from all over the place, whether you've attended HBCUs or not. So, again, it's a cause that's near and dear to my heart. That's why you saw me at Delaware State a few weeks ago. It's why you saw me at Norfolk State. It's why you see me now coming at you live from Bethune-Cookman University in Daytona Beach, Florida. And it's why you'll see me at HBCUs in the future. Just want to make sure that I thanked everybody for their love and support. They don't have to do it, but countless people have done it. And I'm incredibly appreciative of it. Got a jam-packed show coming your way today. Reggie Theus, the athletic director and head basketball coach for Bethune-Cookman, who's also a former NBA player, a star in Chicago before Michael Jordan arrived as an NBA player. You know, he was he's going to be on the show within the next 30 minutes or so to talk about a few things. So I'm looking forward to having that conversation with my old buddy that we used to work on Fox Sports, the best damn sports show together with. So I'm definitely looking forward to talking to him. Outside of that, it's really, really about what's going on in the National Football League and the NBA, the association. Steve Kerr had some interesting things to say, piggybacking off our conversations yesterday. I'm definitely going to get into that. But the first order of business is the NFL. And even though I'm going to get into the Eagles and the Cowboys in a second, because that's absolutely unavoidable, and that's probably the game of the week, also a game that I predict will have just as many eyeballs on it will be the Cleveland Browns going up against the Las Vegas Raiders. Why? Because of one man, and that's Shedeur Sanders. This is the opportunity of a lifetime for Shedeur Sanders, who was announced yesterday by Coach Kevin Stefanski as the starting quarterback for this Sunday's game in Vegas against the Raiders. We know that's going to happen because Kevin Stefanski told us so. And now Shedeur Sanders is going to get first team reps. He's going to get an opportunity to be out there where starters are going to know his cadence, his rhythm, etc. And we're not going to worry about that compromising whatever level of success that we hope that he will enjoy. He's going up against a Raiders team ranked 17th in total defense, 24th in scoring defense, 19th in pass defense, and 30th in third down defense. The Las Vegas Raiders are just not a good team. It wouldn't surprise me at all if this is the only season Pete Carroll gets to coach in Vegas. It wouldn't surprise me at all if Geno Smith was going as your quarterback, okay? And that wholesale changes don't take place within the franchise because they simply don't have what it takes. They've got Max Crosby, maybe a few other players, but the reality is that collectively speaking, they're not a real team worth talking about because they're not that attractive. They're not that formidable. They're not anything that you need them to be. Unfortunately, that serves to apply more pressure to Shedeur Sanders because Shedeur Sanders against the Baltimore Ravens with a lead, having being inserted in the third quarter, once starter Dillon Gabriel went down with a concussion, looked horrible. He was 4 of 16. I think he completed for like 47 yards, only completed 25% of his passes. QBR was about 13. It was an absolutely, positively disastrous performance by Shedeur Sanders. And we found ourselves scratching our head and sort of dissecting, how could this be? Because it's very rare that we've seen a quarterback that looked that bad. And then we remember he didn't get any first-team reps. Then we remember he never practiced with the first team. Then we remember he was ill-prepared by a two-time coach of the year in Kevin Stefanski. Listen, that's more than a mere coincidence. It's not an accusation against Kevin Stefanski personally. It's an accusation against his resume. You being a two-time coach of the year, clearly you're somebody that knows how to coach the game of football. How in the hell does your quarterback look that lost, that inept, that detached from reality when it comes to patrolling an offense in a National Football League game on a Sunday afternoon? How the hell did that happen? How did that happen? We don't know the answer, but we know it was a problem. And because we know it's a problem, we know it was a problem, now that you've announced that he's a starter, he's not just coming in because your starting quarterback went down and out. Now he's got days to prepare. There's not going to be any excuses for Shedeur Sanders. Jerry Jeudy could be short and terse with the media, refusing to give more than a 7-word answer on 5 different questions that he was asked. But his frustration is understanding and palpable because we're looking at it and we're saying, how do you expect them to feel? How do you expect them to feel? You're a wide receiver in the National Football League and you have no hope whatsoever of catching passes and generating big numbers because you don't have a quarterback that can get you the damn football. And if you look at Kevin Stefanski, what level of faith are we supposed to have that he's going to be able to be somebody that's going to get you to football when since 2020 when he arrived, even though he was coach of the year that year and he was coach of the year in 2023, Shedeur Sanders will mark the 13th different quarterback that Kevin Stefanski is coaching. Now, how the hell that happened? 13. Baker Mayfield, Case Keenum, Nick Mullins, Deshaun Watson, Jacoby Brissett, Joe Flacco, P.J. Walker, Dorian Thompson-Robinson, Jeff Driscoll, Jameis Winston, Bailey Zappe, Dillon Gabriel, and now Shedeur Sanders. Baker Mayfield's a starter in this league. Jacoby Brissett's a starter in this league. Joe Flacco is a starter in this league. What's up with Kevin Stefanski and quarterbacks? These are the kind of things we find ourselves right now contemplating, asking ourselves, as this move forward. And yes, Baker Mayfield didn't pan out with the Browns. Hasn't played for the Browns since 2021. But his 17 wins under Stefanski were almost twice as many as any other starting quarterback under Stefanski in Cleveland. And we know the disaster was Deshaun Watson. He's second with 9 wins since Stefanski became head coach. I mean, what the hell is going on? At some point in time, we're going to ask the questions. We're going to wonder, what is up? When are we going to get this together? And if you're Shedeur Sanders, here's the thing. Here's what you have to understand. There's not going to be any mercy upon Shedeur Sanders. We're going to judge him harshly. There's no way around it. You either can play in this league or you can't. And now's the time. And so he's a different animal than Dillon Gabriel, who's short, he's undersized, he's miniature, and he's trying to get the ball out of his hands in 2 seconds. Fine, that's true. But in the case of Shedeur Sanders, he's holding on to the ball more because he knows he can throw vertically. He knows he can throw deep. And his mentality is, I want to position myself to be able to make some noise and throw that damn ball downfield. And we've all wanted to see him. We were all clamoring to see him, especially since he fell to the fifth round of the NFL draft. We didn't like that because we thought what we saw from Colorado when he was at Colorado, they were better than that. He was better than that. And so all the conspiracy theories, they didn't want him. They didn't want his daddy. They didn't like his daddy attitude. They didn't like his attitude. We're not dealing with that. Blah, blah, blah. All of that's out the window now. What's on the shelves now is, can Shedeur Sanders play at the NFL level? Because I got news for you. We can bring up all the rationale behind Kevin Stefanski all we want to. If Shedeur Sanders and goes out and looks like hot garbage against the Las Vegas Raiders this Sunday, we're not going to be talking about Stefanski. We're going to be talking about Shedeur Sanders. We're going to be talking about a guy and questioning whether or not he even belongs in this league. That's what we're going to do. There's no way around it. We can slice it any way we want to, but that's what it comes down to. We have to accept it because it's a part of reality. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is the number to call up. It's 888-623-3646. You're listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show, Sirius XM Radio, Channel 82. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is the number to call up. It's 888-623-3646. That's one item to touch on. We can get into Joe Burrow fully practicing with the team and him being able to ruin hopes within the AFC North because, hey, you got the Ravens. And because you got the Ravens and you could potentially derail them, that's going to mean derailing them from capturing the AFC North if you're able to pull it off, which nobody's trying to hear. So we're going to see what we're talking about here when we're thinking about the AFC North and its supremacy, because I don't see any supremacy. I don't trust the Steelers offensively. I think they needed another wideout to go alongside DK Metcalf, and they didn't have that. If you don't have that, I think you need elite play at your tight end spot. We don't have that. You got to take into account the Steelers' recent history. I mean, as the season wanes, they nosedive. So we got to think about all of those things before we draw conclusions about what they're going to do compared to what the Baltimore Ravens are going to do. We have no choice. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is the number to call up. Just 888-623-3646. You're listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show, SiriusXM Mad Dog Sports Radio. Also, to get our voicemail messages, go to SiriusXM.com/getserious. That's SiriusXM.com/getserious to leave your voicemail messages. One of the other things I want to get to, as I'm down here at Bethune-Cookman, an HBCU, private HBCU. Nice facilities they got down here. They're doing some things. More power to them. Major props to them, no doubt about it. We got to look at Shedeur Sanders. But then there's another game to look at. That's the Philadelphia Eagles against the Dallas Cowboys. Ladies and gentlemen, I think the Eagles could lose this game. And it's just me, and I get that it's just me, but I'm not underestimating the Dallas Cowboys' ability to score points. You're going to have people sit up and say, you're crazy. Eagles are the superior, better team. Not offensively. Not offensively. Not at all. And a matter of fact, they're making news right now because everybody's looking at them and they're saying, what the hell is going on? You got headlines. Jalen Hurts won't run away from Eagles' reported frustration. Says he was not startled by recent reports of frustration inside the organization directed toward him, saying it comes with the territory. Listen to Jalen Hurts. Let's hear what he has to say.
I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised by anything. I mean, you know, this is kind of the nature of the position, like I said. But, you know, I put my energy and I put my focus on trying to go out there and do my best and go to work every day and continue to go out there and try and do my best. I guess I get a lot of attention when things are going well and when things are not going so well. And so I never run away from holding myself accountable. And I think, you know, that's exactly what I've taken the approach of doing. You know, when I look at this last game, you know, I take great pride in what we do on offense. I take great pride in how we go out there and play as a team and what our flow is. And so, and we obviously got work to do, and I think that obviously starts with me. That's always my approach. That's always me looking internally first in everything that we do, and then in due time, rising above.
That's a grown man approach by Jalen Hurts. Let's put things in its proper perspective when we're talking about Jalen Hurts so we can understand what's going on here. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, that the man that we're talking about in Jalen Hurts that people are complaining about, wondering if the Eagles are maximizing or why they're not maximizing their potential on the offensive side of the ball, I'd like to remind everybody we're talking about a guy in Jalen Hurts that since 2022, including the postseason, his record is 51-14. That's a 79% winning percentage. His record is 51-14. It's better than Patrick Mahomes, who's at 53-16. It's better than Josh Allen, who's at 48-19. It's better than Sam Darnold, who's at 25-10. It's better than Lamar Jackson, who's at 39-17. This is Jalen Hurts we're talking about. And by the way, his winning record includes two Super Bowl appearances and a Super Bowl championship. That's the Jalen Hurts we're talking about here. So what the hell is the problem? Why are the Eagles complaining? Why is there internal strife? Because this is not the media. This is not a media creation. This is internal. This is something that's emanated out of the Eagles locker room. Why has it gone there? I'll tell you why it's going there. The Eagles were eighth in total offense last year. They're 25th now. Down 67 yards per game from 2024. Their pass offense is 29th. This year is 28th. A.J. Brown's receiving yards. He was averaging 83 a game last year. He's down 32 points to 51 right now. 51 for a $32 million receiver. You're damn right he's got something to say. He's not going to be quiet. He wants the damn ball. Their rush offense was second in the National Football League. Now they're 17th. Saquon's rushing yards. He was averaging 125 a game. He's down to 66. That's 60 points. Scoring offense, they were ranked 7th. Now they're ranked 16th. Third down offense, they were ranked 10th. Now they're ranked 29th. So I just broke it down to you. The things that were expected of the Eagles are not. Meanwhile, as A.J. Brown articulated last week, competition is stirred up. Sean, can you do me a favor? Find that sound from A.J. Brown when he was addressing the media last week. Talking about, that was last year. This year's a different channel. Because they need to hear that. Because it's important. A season low 2.9 yards after the catch per completion against the New York, Detroit Lions? That's not good. That is not good. Not at all. Triple Eight Mad Dog 6 is always the number to call up. That's 888-623-3646. You are listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show, Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. Back with your calls and more in a minute. Don't touch that dial. It's Stephen A. in the house in a minute.